William Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts, announced that he's considering a run for governor of New York in the year 2006. That is, if the current governor, George Pataki, decides not to seek a fourth term. Weld is a two-term governor of Massachusetts. He lost his bid for a U.S. Senate seat in 1996 to a fellow named John Kerry. If he were to run for governor, Weld would likely face State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, Democrat, who says that he is in the running to take over the State House in Albany. Joining us here in Studio 3A is NPR's political editor Ken Rudin. Thanks very much for being with us
today.
Thanks,
Neil.
How significant this is? This would be a two-state governor.
That's true. Historically, it's happened only once in history, as you well remember. Sam Houston, in the 1820s, was elected governor of Tennessee, and after the Mexican War, he was elected governor of Texas. But it's significant in the fact that Republicans, basically, if George Pataki does not seek a fourth term next year, and that seems to be the betting right there, the Republicans are basically out of candidates. And so Weld's name, why not Bill Weld?
Well, why not Rudolph Giuliani, the former mayor of New York?
Well, Giuliani probably would be the dream candidate, even though there's rumors about him running for president. Rudy Giuliani, a pro-abortion rights candidate, a Republican, is not going to win the Republican nomination for president. Let's announce that right now on Talk of the Nation. But he would be very popular in a statewide election against Elliot Spitzer. Republicans fear Spitzer because basically he has scared every other Democrat out of the race. He has tons of money. He has Wall Street support, even though he's been investigating Wall Street. And he has a lot of Republican money. So basically Republicans are almost desperate if Pataki does not run next year for candidate.
They're also scrambling around for some to face the U.S. senator who's running for re-election in New York State, of course, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
And she has raised a boatload of money. Matter of fact, they talked about Will perhaps running. And now Will, first of all, I should say, was born in New York City, was reared in Long Island. He's come back to New York, came back to New York in 2000, and now is musing about running statewide. But, of course, he and Hillary Clinton were both on the Watergate Committee in 1973, 1974, during the investigation into President Nixon. And, of course, Hillary Clinton's husband, that fellow Bill Clinton, nominated Bill Weld to be ambassador to Mexico in 1997. So there is some Weld-Clinton connection, another reason why he wouldn't run against her, plus the fact that her numbers are off the charts.
And so Bill Weld was actually saying, look, I was a carpetbagger in Massachusetts. New York is my home.
Well, that's true. But we know, for the Democrats to yell carpetbagger, I mean, all you have to do is look at Hillary Clinton, you know, the lifelong Yankee fan who was elected to the Senate in 2000. At least Weld couldn't put down some roots there. But New York has a history of out-of-state Bobby Kennedy in 1964, Jim Buckley, the senator, in 1970. We've seen people from out-of-state come into New York to try to either rescue or begin like a political career there.
I'm sure that there are a lot of very damaging pictures of William Weld wearing a Boston Red Sox cap, however.
Well, you know, it's funny about Bill Weld. I mean, he's a character. He dove into the Charles River to prove that the pollution that was there when Michael Dukakis was governor, it was gone when he was governor. I mean, he is a New York kind of character, but again, the Conservative Party would never back him. He's pro-abortion rights. He's pro-gay rights. He's anti-gun, which was, you know, probably would win. It was probably the majority opinion in New York. But the Conservatives would hate his guts. You know, we talked about Sam Houston before. You know, his claim to fame was that he defeated Santa Anna in the Mexican War. Well, Bill Weld could not defeat General Jesse Helms when he was trying to become ambassador to Mexico. So there's a lot of stuff in Weld's background that he's going to have to overcome as well.
Actually, on the gun issue, he was talking today about how many guns he owns and that he departed, in fact, from that issue. But George Pataki, as a presidential candidate, obviously New York's a big state, and he's done well in previous elections in New York State, but George Pataki seems an uncomfortable fit for a lot of conservative Republicans.
That's true, although he has really taken the Bush line. I mean, basically, I think Pataki's future may rest in an administration post, but, you know, you look at previous governors of New York, Nelson Rockefeller, Thomas Dewey, Al Smith, they all saw themselves as leading to the New York governorship, leading to the White House, and why not George Pataki?
And not to mention the immortal Malcolm Wilson.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Ken Rudin, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Neil.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor. You can read his column, Political Junkie, at npr.org. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.